Otsrei Shvias, they're hoarding the Maram Karma sheets, the Shalom Meshumer. So I'd like one or two back. No, not here, not just you have one. The new one, the old one I have. The new one. Thank you very much. So we have some things to take care of from the old Inyana before we begin. Number one, we had a Chazon Ish last week who talked about the mitzvah. We didn't understand what the mitzvah was. It was pointed out to me that the mitzvah very likely is the mitzvah of tzedakah. For Achlu of Yonei Amecha. I said, what kind of mitzvah? There's no mitzvah of Perish Shvius. Chazon himself is the one who says no mitzvah of Perish Shvius. And the hefkas to be for everybody. So what kind of mitzvah? So we figured the mitzvah must be the mitzvah of Achlu of Yonei Amecha, which is kind of a mitzvah of tzedakah. That's number one. Number two. We are just about Becha. I said, what kind of mitzvah? There's no mitzvah to be Perish Shvius. Chazon himself is the one who says no mitzvah to be Perish Shvius. And the hefkas to be for everybody. So what kind of mitzvah? So we figured the mitzvah must be the mitzvah of Achlu of Yonei Amecha, which is kind of a mitzvah of tzedakah. That's number one. Number two. We are just about, we're about to begin on Friday, but we ran out of time, to discuss an important Radvaz. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, this is on the last end of the Maamar Kama sheet, entitled Nochrim. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Lamed, in the Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovos is as follows. Ayoras Eretz Yisrael Asmuchos Asfar, Moshivim Aleim Naamon, Kadesh Lo Yofutsu Akum V'Yovozu Perish V'Yis. Tosefta in the fourth Perek of Shemitah, which you saw, that you have to put an armed guard there, that the goyim shouldn't come and take away the Perish V'Yis in a city on the border. Why only on the border? I guess because there were not an ideal world. The world that only Yidden live in Eretz Yisrael. So what's Nachlat Shaykh? But on the border, you know, they may be coming, they may cross the Allenby Bridge, whatever. And then and can you take some Perish V'Yis? See, for that reason, you have to have the guard on duty. Security. I mean, yeah, I have to have security. Okay. Yeah. So the question is as follows. What about other cities? Other cities. Get the impression that there's no obligation to put up guards in any other place in Eretz Yisrael, which is not on the border. Leave it there. The field is simply unguarded. That's Hefker. Unguarded. Everyone wants to come in. Be my guest. That's Pashup Shah. Unless you want to say as follows, that when you're on the border, so the Bezin is Moshivin Neman. When you're in the middle of the Eretz Yisrael, the Bezin HaMuchiv to go running around every single field. But if you are the owner, and you see a Goy about to walk in, and you know Goy are hanging out in the neighborhood, even though it's not a border town, maybe you as the owner have an obligation. Come to this later. Is there any obligation on the part of the owner of the field? Remember, he owns the field in Shvius. He doesn't own the Paris. The field he still owns. Maybe is there any obligation on the part of the owner of the field to see to it that the Paris are properly consumed? La'ochla, which means la'olanochim, etc., etc. We'll come to that a little bit later. Now, the Radvaz himself says a bit earlier, a bit later, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. There's a very important din. Perish Shvius can't bring to chutzot. We'll get to that at the end. And machil nasa lo la'akam lo la'sachir, etc. We saw that that's based on the Tosefta. We already saw that last week. So the Radvaz says, and machil nasa lo nachrim, Tosefta perik kei kolashin rabbeinu. U'mikan yesh raya k'tzat, shemonin es ha'akam ilakachatz perish Shvius. When we did perik, Dali discussed, what do you do adult, etc. What do you? Here's a raya k'tzat. Arayak Tzas. The question is that really true? Take, for example, a behemoth. A behemoth, we know it says